Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Kicking off the third hour of 3 hours, three of three, here on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live is the call-in radio talk program where you can dial our phone number and talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number that you need to do that is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, joining me,
Khaleesi.
And Conan.
We've been talking about tangents, I guess, right? Whatever we decide to start talking about, we move on to something else relatively quickly.
You know what we need to do? We need to air the breaks, because I'm telling you what, I don't even know what we talked about 5 minutes
ago. Was it you who mentioned to me that, like, the talk between the segments when the commercials are airing would make a great podcast?
On its own.
Yeah,
it might even be something people would be, once they got a little taste and they realize how much, you know, is discussed in between the breaks and how fun it is.
And it's kind of uncensored, too.
Exactly.
And that is
my favorite part of the break. Is that it's uncensored.
But yeah, it could be its own standalone podcast where it's like Free Talk Live breaks.
The behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
Right, yeah.
Behind the scenes, or between the scenes.
Mm. Ah. But the thing that I like about the breaks is that it's not recorded. It's not being listened to, right? It gives me a minute to, like, collect my thoughts. If we want to make fun of, like, three callers ago or something, like,
and that is why,
you know, we can do so.
It's not so kosher, because we do get to say things that might be on our mind that are not, first of all, FCC compliant, but also, you know, listener.
Right.
Because, of course, we make fun of people.
I mean, we are pretty much consistent, though, with the philosophies of freedom, regardless of who the hosts or co-hosts are. So I don't think there would be any, like, fear of, like, oh, that guy's really a communist, or that guy's really a right-winger, or whatever, right? You know, like, we fall in between those things.
Considering that that is Free Talk Live, and I'm not really holding back anything during this show, so I think the breaks would be good. I think we could...
We'll talk about that for future stuff. It's a good idea. Let's go back to Jet, who's been holding. Jet, you wanted to finish your thoughts. Can you kind of recap us and bring us up to speed?
Well, first of all, I wanted to apologize for losing concentration. It was hard for me to talk and spill my smoothie at the same time.
Dude, no worries, man.
So, anyway, what I was trying to get to was that politicians tell us that they exist to do the will of the people, right?
Yeah, that's what Biden said last week. He says the people are government, right?
Well, whatever it is, I want to know who these people are who voted to be taxed.
Good slaves.
I mean, I'm serious. Who is it that you know who wants to be taxed?
Yeah, everybody I talk to, if I go, hey, if you didn't have to pay taxes, would you? They'd be like, no.
But then in the same sentence they reply to you, but who's going to pay for the roads? Who's going to pay for the schools and the courts and the police? Well, actually, that's kind of an argument.
I got into an argument with a guy about, do you want just crap everywhere because the state and the city own the sewage system?
Like San Francisco?
And if you didn't have taxation, you would just have your toilets flowing right into the streets.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah, no.
Wow.
There's something called a septic system.
Go ahead, Jet.
Captain, last night you were talking about how voting in and of itself is really stupid. I mean, the whole idea, especially 50-50, right, or the 49-50.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Not to me.
Who came up with this idea, and who is going to agree, and why do we agree to the idea that, let's say, 6 out of 10 or 5 out of 9 or whatever people get to decide whatever? It just none of that makes any sense to me.
Well, the only reason that I can think of why people do this is called herd mentality, and this is monkey see, monkey do, right? And we've seen this with masking and all that kind of stuff.
I can understand, let's say, 9 out of 10 people, maybe 10 out of 10, you know, voting for something. But anything less than that just does not accomplish anything.
Well, and regardless of how many people vote for a thing, only those people who voted for that thing should be obligated to do that thing. Anybody who did not vote should never be obligated to do the thing that other people voted for.
Okay, so I challenge the callers to tell me who voted for taxation, because that is not the will of the people.
I agree. 603-283-6160. Who voted specifically? Who do you know? What alive individuals voted to be taxed? Anything else, Jet?
No, that's it.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, man.
I think most of them. They don't know.
No, nobody.
How bad, they don't know how bad. They don't know how bad it's going to get. But no, they voted for to be taxed.
No, they didn't. Not specifically.
Yes, they did.
Not specifically.
Because there's no other option. They didn't. They didn't want it to be as high as it's going to get.
They voted for a person to be the head of
tax them.
This insane organization that most people refer to as the government. But they did not specifically vote to be taxed. Nobody alive today specifically voted to be taxed, at least at the federal level.
Captain, it comes with the package. They knew that regardless of who they vote
for. That's how they get it by you.
Regardless of who they vote for, whether they have an RRD next to the name, there's going to be taxation that comes within that package. They know that it's going to happen, and of course they bitch and complain about it all the time. Like, oh, my taxes are gone up again, and now the price of lumber is this and that, and I can't buy anything because of, you know, inflation. They agreed that when they voted. They agreed when they woke up that morning. Very small fraction of the world, maybe 5%, who are all like, with their head pulled up out of the sand, and they've taken the red pill or whatever, and it's like, no, this is all bullcrap. I didn't vote for any of this nonsense.
Right.
But no, the other 95%, they absolutely voted for it. I'm sorry, man.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't.
They agreed
there
to it.
There was nothing on the ballot specifically that says...
It's part of the package. Of course it's not on the ballot.
Of course it's part of the package. It's insinuated. It's implied, but it's not implicit. It is not specifically stated in your vote that
it's
for taxation. Of course it's indirect. That's how they want it.
That's how they want to keep it.
Because, as Jet said, it's technically, it's like libertarians like to say taxation is theft. It's not. It's extortion.
Yeah, exactly what it is. And most people, the truth is, most people can't even fathom how anything would run without taxes.
Right.
They think that it's a complete necessity that we have to, you know, pay our taxes and the government's going to take care of us and make sure that everything's okay. But it doesn't seem like it's working out too well for everybody. So
it sure doesn't.
If you look at the economy, something
is wrong.
It
doesn't seem like they're doing a good job at taking care of us.
Now,
do we continue down this road or do we try something different?
Where does taxation evolve from? It evolves from the churches and tithing. Churches used to tell the congregations that you need to take 10% of your income and give it to the church in order to be a good member of the church. Otherwise you will burn in hell
otherwise
and you will die.
Exactly. You'd be committing a sin.
Right. And so government, as much as people like to disagree about this, is a religion, and it evolved directly from religion. I say this over and over again on this show and in my regular life, that the first form of government was religions.
Organized religions.
Or cults, whatever you want to. Seems more like a cult to me. But.
No, they're very culty.
And it makes sense.
Governments and religions both.
If you don't want your people eating the wrong food and getting sick and killing off the entire tribe, you basically set up some rules, maybe some commandments, and you say that you will burn in everlasting hellfire if you don't follow these commandments. And it keeps the people in line because I'm sorry, there are a lot of people out there who they need this.
Everybody now laughs at like the Roman mythology of like, oh, you know, that was, oh, we named it this because it's the god of the sun that drags the sun across the sky in his magic chariot. And it's like, all religion is and all mythology is people trying to explain things they don't understand. That somehow has evolved into government, which is in and of itself a religion, and the largest religion on planet Earth, I maintain. 603-283-6160. How does your religion compare to the religion of government? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. I've just been looking at some of the chats over a bunch of the different places where we're streaming live via video and that kind of thing, because I have an app that I can't really respond to most of these. I can individually, but I can't respond to y'all as a group. So I decided that I'm just going to try and look in every now and again and read some of the stuff off. So somebody says wabbit season, because we were talking about what season it was.
Tax season.
Tax season.
Exactly.
Wabbit, duck season, right?
Duck season.
Right or left, doesn't matter, says somebody else. Somebody says, he kind of looks like Jeffrey Dahmer. Well, thank you.
I don't.
Oh, I thought they were talking about me. I didn't know Dahmer had a goatee.
Well, I got to look him up now. He is from Florida.
And somebody else says, interactive FTL is awesome. And I can't agree more. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you'd like to get on the air, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The freer of slaves.
Ah, and Conan.
Wait. You've changed your name between
No, she's all of them. She's got a big list.
Khaleesi is the freer of slaves.
Mm-hmm. Mother of dragons.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You said one other one, too. What was the
queen of the Dothraki.
Yes.
So when I go
former,
on...
Former queen of the Dothraki.
Because they're all dead now.
It won't happen
tonight.
They all
died in a damn...
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, but...
LRN.FM.
Oh.
I haven't done that in such a long time.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
I'm so worked up.
You need to be silent for me.
Go ahead.
Be silent
go ahead. Read your thing. I'm so sorry.
No, I was just going to tell Khaleesi that the next time I go on my long name rant, that you should follow that with your long name rant,
yeah.
Right?
We'd be here
and
all
then,
night.
And then that way, that would just leave Conan.
I kind of do look like Jeffrey Dahmer. Crap.
Hey, you're not out of the penalty box yet,
I'm
pal.
I'm sorry.
I haven't had to dump a co-host in a long time.
Arya had to dump herself last
night. I've actually had to dump myself, too.
Oh, man.
Before we go on with the rest of this show, this is Free Talk Live, by the way, in case you were wondering. I wanted to tell you that you can join us and other liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021. Held at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means that there's no ticket cost, and, better yet, no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees, and you can find the unofficial Telegram chat link there, and there's even an unofficial forum. Again, links to all of that at forkfest.party. Come and party with the captain. Conan, are you going?
No, am I out of the doghouse? Can I talk now?
No, not yet. Khaleesi, are you going?
I'm going. Okay. I'm excited.
All right. You're in the doghouse more if we're not going to ForkFest.
It's such a 3-hour drive, and I got to come right back. I can't stay the whole week.
Well, stay a weekend.
I got people. I got animals to take care of, to manage. Mm. I can't just leave. I can't just
Farmer Conan.
By the way, did anyone watch SNL the other night?
I did, yeah.
Did Elon say about Doge?
I didn't watch that, I don't know.
He said, paraphrasing here, he was kind of hyping it up a little bit, like hyping up crypto, and then at the very end, he was like, yep, it's a scam. Yep, he did.
That's why it dropped today.
Mm-hmm.
But then, Robinhood,
I heard that on Robinhood, people were trying to sell, and like the whole site was crashed or frozen or something. I don't know. I don't use Robinhood, but that's what I heard from the internet.
No, Robinhood couldn't keep up with the demand of the users that were going on. However, I do have this that occurred moments after, and that's not the right one.
Because, by the way, it is a scam.
It's a joke coin,
and it's kind of like GameStop stock. It's the kind of a...
Donks.
So, moments after the Saturday Night Live appearance, SpaceX to launch Dogecoin paid Doge-1 mission to the moon. SpaceX, the pioneer in private space, or the Pioneer Private Space Agency, founded by Elon Musk, announced it will launch Doge 1 mission to the moon in coordination with the Geometric Energy Corporation. The mission, whose objective will be to deliver a commercial payload to the moon, was paid in full using Dogecoin that is made popular by Musk himself. So there's this one, and he's planning another one that are going to be financed by Dogecoin. So he's not done playing around with Doge.
Well, do it and stop. I don't even know how I feel about this, yeah. But he is getting into crypto, and he has had good things to say about Bitcoin.
We can come back to that. First, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill calling from Buffalo, New York. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Captain Kickass? How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind?
Well, when it comes to the issue of taxation, it gives the appearance that when Wall Street got its bailout of almost $20 trillion last year, it's like that's supposed to come out of your taxes, and then they did another buildup of $20 billion for the war machine.
But keep in mind, not our taxes, our grandchildren's taxes.
Right. And it makes the point that you could keep this debt going, because the reason is, if let's say you're in charge of the Federal Reserve and you're spitting out this monopoly money,
mm-hmm.
Money printer,
exactly.
The only thing you would probably be concerned about is that when the money, the fake money, gets spit out and goes into circulation. And because of the trust factors involved with that circulation, when it comes back to paying some amount of money to the interest rate on the debt, that should be good enough for you. Because what do you care how much fake money you're spitting out in the circulation? As long as you get some real money coming back, I don't see how you would really care.
Yeah, no, they're actually not getting any real money coming back. The income tax, as it were, the federal income tax at least, that is collected from individuals who work jobs or have businesses and, you know, claim income from these things. The federal income tax, literally, is only enough to pay the interest on the debt to the Federal Reserve. So it never actually pays down any of the interest, and has not done so for longer than I have been alive, which is about 48, almost 49 years now.
Which is valid to the point I'm trying to make. Even if it doesn't pay the full amount of the interest rate on the deficit yearly basis, it kind of doesn't matter. As long as some kind of money is coming back to you, why would you care? It's just strange how it works like that.
Because of inflation. Things are growing in price. You're gonna run out of money. Your job, your minimum wage job, isn't going to provide you enough to buy bread.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bill.
You need a wheelbarrow full of cash to buy bread pretty soon.
Yeah, if people...
History's told me this.
If people actually had to pay directly for wars and all of the operations that the military does, and they got that bill, say, every month or even once a year at tax time, wars would end tomorrow. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine has received an emergency approval from the Food and Drug Administration for use in children 12 to 15 years old. It's the first coronavirus vaccine to receive approval for teenagers. Data from the company has shown that the shot is safe for younger recipients, and is highly efficacious in keeping them from developing COVID. The vaccine now awaits final approval from the CDC before teenagers can be administered the shot. And the Navy says its ships fired warning shots at Iranian ships on Monday in the Strait of Hormuz after armed speedboats came within 150 yards of American vessels. Naval Forces Central Command said a pair of Iranian boats broke off from a group of ships and approached a group of U.S. warships at high speed. After several verbal and acoustic warnings, the U.S. ships fired warning shots, causing the Iranian boats to withdraw. It's the second time in the last 2 weeks that American vessels operating in the Persian Gulf have fired warning shots at Iranian ships. This is USA Radio News. A pipeline that supplies the eastern United States with nearly half of its fuel remains shut down Monday after a weekend cyber attack. The Colonial Pipeline was taken offline Friday by a ransomware attack, allegedly by a criminal group operating in eastern Europe. The continued shutdown has caused North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to declare a state of emergency. His order lifts some motor vehicle fuel regulations until the pipeline comes back online. Speaking from the White House, President Biden addressed the cyber attack, saying that the FBI will undertake a global investigation to stop similar attacks.
We have efforts underway with the FBI and DOJ, Department of Justice, to disrupt and prosecute ransomware criminals. And my administration will be pursuing a global effort of ransomware attacks by transnational criminals who often use global money laundering networks to carry them out. My administration is also committed to safeguarding our critical infrastructure, much of which is privately owned and managed like Colonial.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Thank you for listening. We are the live radio call-in program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The show is called Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to try and get on the air and get your thoughts out there into radio land and
into the
cyberspace and some satellite broadcasts, and perhaps as time goes on, some aliens will pick it up. And
They probably already have.
They're monitoring us right now. Right. They're seeing how far we've evolved and decided they're going to drive around
and build
a interstellar bypass right through us. Thank you, Douglas Adams, for that one.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me,
Khaleesi,
and Conan.
On March 16th of 2021, terrorists, calling themselves government agencies, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio. They also raided the Bitcoin Embassy and the homes of Aria DiMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people were arrested, and they are called the Crypto Six. They were all taken into custody. Four of them have been released, but the person known as Nobody, formerly Rich Paul, and Ian Freeman, founder of Free Talk Live, both remain hostages to these terrorists. and are still in custody. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there. There's a bunch of links to different stuff. And there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because the charges these people face are not a joke. It's going to take serious legal firepower and many experts to protect the Crypto 6 from further aggression from the state. This case will likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. You can help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by visiting thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
By the way, speaking of the Bitcoin embassy here in Keene, you were around when a certain individual, maybe going by the name Bitcoin Gandhi, began his trek.
I was, as a
across the state to basically rebel against, you know, what has...
Yeah, let me just say BitcoinGandhi.net, G-H-A-N-D-I, or is it G-A-N-D-H-I?
It's always screwy. It's G-A-N-D-H-I, Gandhi.
BitcoinGandhi.com is the website.
.net.
.net, sorry, yes, thank you. It is BitcoinGandhi.net.
And I see that there is some video here at Breaking the Flaw's YouTube channel, and it's, of course, him. Looks like I don't have the audio on, of course, but it looks like he's explaining why he's doing what he's doing, and this is going to take two days to traverse from here to there.
Where is he going? Okay.
To Concord.
Yeah. So what he's doing is he gave a speech about it before he left the Mighty Moose Bar. What this is he's attempting to imitate Gandhi's walk that he did, the famous one.
Imitate?
He's
doing it.
Oh, he's doing something similar, right? He's taking inspiration from Mahatma Gandhi.
I like that.
And so he is conducting a walk in support of the Crypto 6, right? This is all because he thinks that what has happened, you know, through the violations of the federal government to the Crypto 6 and all the things that we just talked about with what I read from thecrypto6.com, he thinks that these are all crap and that they're all violations of the non-aggression principle and that they shouldn't have happened, and he is protesting against the government's actions against these people who did nothing wrong. They harmed nobody. They harmed nobody's property.
They're making lives better, if anything.
They weren't violent in any way, shape, or form. In fact, all of the violence and all of the damage in this case has come from government agencies.
The terrorists.
Yeah, absolutely.
The absolute terrorists. And by the way, the he we speak of is, I don't know if you mentioned, Dave Ridley.
Dave Ridley. RidleyReport.com. He has shaved his head and his face and dressed in full Gandhi garb. He's wearing the sandals. He's got the white sort of, you know, flowing robe kind of wrapped around him and everything. He's wearing the spectacles, the round ones. He is speaking in the accent of Gandhi,
yeah.
And he is traveling from city to city, town to town, collecting grievances from the common people and taking them to, like, police departments or other state departments.
Amazing.
As he does his walk on his way to Concord. It is an amazing thing. Please follow him at BitcoinGandhi.net.
Yeah.
It's called the Salt March,
the
way.
Thank
the
you.
Famous Gandhi walk.
Thank you.
Ripley's a character of Ripley.
God, Ridley.
I said it during the break. I know, because we're talking about Khaleesi and who she's going to choose to be next week.
Yeah.
And I suggested Ripley because, you know, we need more good female characters like that. We don't need more Captain Marvels. Nah.
I liked Captain Marvel.
There's enough captains in the world.
We don't need...
I know, we can't both be captain. That'd be awkward. Oh, man.
What is her name? Danvers?
Carol Danvers?
Carol Danvers, yeah. We don't need any more of that. These woke, I don't need no man type. I guess if you want to be that,
I guess if you want to be like that,
I'm not going to watch it, and I'm not going to celebrate
it. It's all personal preference. What I don't like is when it's a social movement, right? You know, it just shouldn't be. It should all be personal preference. We were talking about earlier about how, like, democracy is basically gang rape, right? Like,
yeah,
you know,
pretty much.
Two wolves and a sheep.
Nine out of ten people enjoy gang rape, right? That's the meme, the joke,
yeah.
Right? Like,
oh, man.
Democracy is just the institutionalization of monkey see, monkey do, of going along with the majority. One of the things that I don't like about the human species is that when they see everybody doing a thing, they go, oh, well, everybody else is doing it. I must also do it. This can go back before the internet, right? You would think that, oh, this only occurred since stuff was able to go viral. No. Things before the internet were called fads, right? You ever hear of flight pants? Breakdancing days, right? The pants, yeah, with all the zippers, and they're all, you know,
the this MC was Hammer a fad.
Yeah. How about even before that, in the '80s, the trend of wearing a T-shirt or sleeveless T-shirt with a sport coat over the top, made popular by Miami Vice.
Masks. You know how many people don't agree with it, but they're still like, well, I'm going to get yelled at if I go in the store without a mask on.
Right. I just put one on so I can go shopping, and then I come home and take it off.
But if you really went in the store without it on, nobody would bother you.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it. You don't have to do it.
Except the Keene Co-op.
Well, I get bothered.
A bunch of maskies in there.
Yeah.
I get bothered more than most because I'm not familiar to this town, and, well, I look like me. Right, so people are like, oh, who, you know, and like...
You just look like a leper, let's just face it.
Like, I don't know what it is, if it's like, I gotta challenge the burly-looking guy, right? Yeah. You know, that kind of a thing.
This is gonna make me tough.
Yeah, so I'm saying, I back up, they don't bother you because of your look.
No, they do.
Really?
Like, I get bothered, I think, more than, like, anybody.
They're
like,
not going to bother just, you if you look rough and tough.
If
you're
just clean-shaven or whatever, you know, you want to.
You need to pull that tattoo out of yours. But, you know, you were saying 9 out of 10 have decided that gang rape is a good thing.
Or say, 9 out of 10 people enjoy gang rape.
Yeah, well, here's the worst part about that. The way that our system is set up. It's not even like that. It's more like 2 out of 10 versus the 1 out of 10 who actually... Because those are the only... That's the plurality. That's who's actually voting for all of this.
Right.
Yeah.
Versus the other... segment of the population is just like, oh, right. Just kind of going on for the ride. So, it's just like, whatever, man.
The American population specifically has this weird religious belief surrounding the ritual of voting that says, or that people act upon, that if you have cast a vote for this guy, Bob Smith, right, and he got the most votes, Bob Smith is now the leader of everybody.
Yeah,
no,
makes no sense.
That makes no sense at all. If you voted for Bob Smith and you want Bob Smith to be your leader, great. You go ahead and follow Bob Smith. But I want to follow Jim Beam over here, Jack Daniels, or whoever it is. I should be free to go and do that, and I am not. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the final segment of this. What day is it?
Monday.
Monday, night edition.
You forgot about your case of the Mondays?
You don't even know where you are.
Somebody stole it off the front porch. It was out there. I got footage of the Amazon guy leaving it, but then it disappeared. Porch pirates.
Curious.
At any rate, final segment of Free Talk Live in the studio tonight. It's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Khaleesi.
And Conan.
I need to take a minute before we get to, we've got a couple calls that are holding, and say thank you to The Freeman, who is a silver level amplifier. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, normally you would think it's a thing you plug your guitar in to make guitar noises, but no, here on Free Talk Live, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And you can learn all about the amplifier program over at amp.freetalklive.com. But basically this means The Freeman contributes $5 a month to Free Talk Live. This money goes exclusively to get this radio program onto more radio stations. We're currently on around 200 radio stations. We could be on 250. We could be on 300, maybe even more. It's all up to you. And again, I can't stress enough, this money goes exclusively to get us on radio stations. It doesn't go into my beer budget. It doesn't go to Khaleesi's Game of Thrones CD collection. It doesn't go into Conan's farm, right? It goes exclusively to get us on more radio stations. So amp.freetalklive.com is where you go. You can contribute more if you like. We only ask for $5 a month. There's some little perks that you get for different levels of contributions and that kind of stuff. But really, if you like the programming, you like the co-hosts and hosts, if you've learned something by listening to Free Talk Live, if it's expanded your mind, if you've been entertained by us, please consider becoming an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you again, The Freeman. We appreciate your contribution. Let's go right away to the phones. Let's go to Mark in Tennessee, who is calling, well, from Tennessee. What's on your mind, Mark? Mark?
Hey, Captain Conan, and there's somebody new there I haven't met yet.
That's Khaleesi.
Just want to make sure I had a Khaleesi, hey, good to see you. You guys may know because I've called in a few times. I run the affiliate at Studio 8424 LRN on Float.
Can you spell that out for people who might be on Float?
Is I've,
Mark, can you spell that out for people who are on Float? How do they find
it? Yeah, you can. You can. Sure, just go to joinfloat, joinflote.com, and they can get an account to join Float. And basically what I did is Float allows me to run an internet radio station, so I run an LRN channel that I do 24/7.
Thank you.
And I have added the Crypto 6 QR codes to the screen, so with a camera you can point and shoot and get the QR code of whatever currency you're trying to pay into for donation.
Awesome.
And I have gone ahead and contributed myself to the effort. But I wanted you to know that I was doing that along with my affiliate run of the show. It happens whether it's Declare Your Independence or whether it's other LRN podcasts or whether it's Free Talk Live. And you just go there and there's QR codes ready and you can just point and shoot and donate.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. We appreciate and we actually encourage folks to rebroadcast our content. You can either download, you know, our previous episodes. You can rebroadcast when we're live. Whatever it is you choose to do, you know, there's no copyright infringement going on. We're not going to, like, sue anybody or anything. All of our stuff is, if it's licensed at all, it's probably under the BIPCOT no government license, which means everybody's free to use our content unless, of course, you're a government entity.
Right. So I want more people to do that, by the way. I want to encourage that. I think we need to explode the signal, if you will, for Liberty Radio Network. And I'm looking forward to ForkFest. I can't wait to be there.
Agreed. Can't wait to meet you, Mark. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate you. That is some good stuff. And again, you know, we encourage, if you're in an area where you can only pirate radio us, feel free to do so. Use us for content on your pirate radio station. We encourage that kind of effort. There even is some information on, you know, helping you do that kind of thing at freetalklive.com. I'm not sure what the subpage is, but if you just search the main page, you should be able to find that information as well.
I did it for about 4 months.
You pirated?
It was fun.
Nice, man.
Until they caught me.
I had an idea, and it never came to fruition because I looked at the technical things required to do it, and it seemed a little too expensive to do. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to get people who donate through, like, amp.freetalklive.com. I wanted to send them a USB stick with a little antenna sticking off the back, right? And if they got the USB stick and they, you know, amplified or whatever, they could just plug this into the back of their computer, and then whenever Free Talk Live aired, they could broadcast within, you know, a three-house radius of their neighborhood or something like that, like if they're in a dense residential neighborhood. And then if you get, like, five or six houses in the same neighborhood broadcasting this thing, now you have a decentralized broadcast going on where anybody driving through the neighborhood can catch your broadcast, yep. But it turned out to be expensive to manufacture these types of devices. So, but if anybody out there is a genius, because I am not, and wants to take that idea and make it into something, feel free to do so and let us know. You can email mark@freetalklive.com if you ever come up with anything that resembles that. Let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Captain.
Yes, sir.
Good to hear from you. I digress. I remember listening quite a while back when Mark was still on the air before he became the Mole Man. And you and him were kind of having a pissing match about if a title had to be, you could self-endow yourself with a name.
Sure.
Or if it had to be granted.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you decided to call yourself Captain.
Well,
any man with a dinghy can call himself Captain.
Well, actually, the name was given to me. I did not coin.
Oh, okay. Then we're following the same trail. I called in one time, and I had double-dipped on the phone line, so to speak, right? So I had sinned your call-in synopsis. I called in as Fred from Northern Michigan.
Did you game the system, Major Payne?
And I'd done this like two, three times, and I got busted. by some inner tube troll that was, you know, just living in his basement and had nothing better to do.
You have a pretty particular voice there, Major Payne.
Well, this is true. I have been recognized 13 years later in the dark across the bar just from my bellow.
All right.
I mean, a guy that, you know, I moved up from southern Michigan to northern Michigan. I'm sitting in a bar 20 years later, and a guy recognized my voice but couldn't remember my name.
All right, so your argument is that we cannot give ourselves our own name. We have to earn them from someone, from an outside source. Is that what you're saying?
They not only have to be earned, they have to be recognized by others in the pack. Like
what if you're not in a pack? That's the kind of the problem that we have.
Everybody's got friends, and everybody, I mean, they know your particulars and, you know, idiosyncrasies and such. And, your tolerances and preferences and things that make you.
Are you suggesting that maybe children should remain unnamed and ungendered, maybe even until
ungendered. Oh my God!
Until their peers decide
to
before
you gotta let them decide themselves. You know.
I know, right?
Wait for them to make that decision.
But what? All right, let's forget about the gender.
You are born with a junk. You're born with boys act different than girls. You can, I mean, unless you want to start giving your kid Barbies instead of G.I. Joes and twisting the matter of fact that is the law of nature.
Those parents exist. Those parents are out there.
I know they do. You know what, dude? When I was a kid, helicopters flew over. They weren't parents.
Well, now they've combined forces.
Last night I called into you. We were talking about the rule of thumb and, you know, spare the rod and spoil the child and such.
Yep.
And you guys scolded me as far as my opinion.
What? We would never do anything like that here at Free Talk Live.
Oh, yes, you did.
I don't believe you.
You guys was all up on my grill.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the archives. Thanks for the call tonight, Major Payne. We appreciate you.
is the Major a child whipper?
He certainly received when he was a child.
I think a lot of
feels like he came out okay and sort of is defending, you know, the people who gave him the whippings and that kind of thing. We are out of time, sadly. This has been Free Talk Live. Find more at freetalklive.com, including our archives. Thanks to Khaleesi on her first appearance tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Peace.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.